Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about farming, and while farming in the overall state economy is not a massive piece, it is still a significant piece, particularly if you separate out the Twin Cities.
Right. Well, when you start looking at the state without the Twin Cities produces so much income, but generally in the form of manufacturing, information services, sciences, things like that. When you look at the rest of the state, especially the western and southern halves of the state, agriculture comes up, makes up a lot bigger part of the economy. All you have to do now is drive around and look at the fields, and you can tell it's fall.
Yes, you can. and harvest won't be that far around the corner.
That's
a huge part of the tradition in rural Minnesota. And we have to also acknowledge that the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, while they're remarkably different today than they were when the cities were incorporated, back in the day, milling was a huge part of, and you look at all of the supporting industries that are around agriculture. So, for instance, food processing and those kinds of things, they might fall under manufacturing technically, but...
You look at the history of Minneapolis and St. Paul, and Minneapolis was built first on lumbering and then on milling. And you have, obviously Pillsbury, all of the giant food processors.
And you can't leave out the fact that you had to do something about transporting all those goods. And so, guess what? Railroading.
Yep, it's the big hub. So, this year it looks like it's going to be a record year for crops in, corn and soybeans in Minnesota. And so that means, a big boost to the ag economy and all those services that support it, like veterinarians and food processing and insurance and machinery and all the attendant fertilizers and fuels and supplies that go along with it. And so, agriculture, it's very up and down part of the economy, but it is still, the third leg of that three-legged stool that we like to talk about.
Absolutely. And the other thing that's, we can't forget to mention is that much of what goes on in agriculture in terms of farming operations around the state are really, independent business people. I mean, these are folks who stake their lives and their livelihood on Mother Nature, a lot of whimsical kinds of things.
They definitely are. And there is actually no such thing as a corporate farm in Minnesota. All the farms in Minnesota are family owned and family run. And so that is a family business.
And as I say, it's fraught with risk, but the rewards can be quite good as well. So, it is harvest season is fast approaching, and we're looking forward to a great crop. Thanks for dropping in today, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.